Virginia is one of 34 states that did not set up its own health insurance exchange. The ACA states that subsidies are available for some lower-income consumers for policies bought from an exchange established by the state. Sam Kasman is the general counsel with the attorneys challenging the law. He explains that the plaintiffs are forced to pay for insurance they do not want because of the IRS.
Because the IRS, through this rule that it promulgated, was ignoring the statutory distinction that Congress made between state exchanges and federal exchanges.
Kasman says the ACA mandates that the plaintiffs buy insurance, but because they opted out of the federal exchange and there is no Virginia exchange, the IRS rules cause them to lose hardship exemptions.
And the net result is that they've got to end up paying more for insurance that they do not want.
One judge asked if millions of people should lose their insurance so that these four can save money. Kasman says the real issue is making sure the court upholds what the law states, not what a bureaucratic agency mandates. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.